You're listening to the NewChurches.com Q&A podcast. New Churches is an online hub for the mission of church multiplication. Here you'll find the resources and training you need to get started, as well as a community of church planting and multi-state experts to help you thrive. Go to NewChurches.com and download the exclusive Stated Church Planting Research Report for free. My name is Daniel Lim, and I'm here with Todd Adkins. Well, today's question has come in from Courtney Lyon, and she actually tweeted it to us rather than recording it. So here it is. When you have a multi-site church, how do you make it feel more personal and less like the other campuses have been banished to the kids' table?
Well, I mean, that was a really interesting question from Courtney. The idea that when you think about multi-site, and it often feels like the campus can be banished to the kids' table. I know when I was serving as an interim campus pastor, it did sometimes feel like that.
Well, I mean, it in part, it depends on the outlook. So I am taking a wild guess here that she attends a campus.
Yeah, probably.
It's not necessarily that she's on staff, but that she's attending a campus. And when you attend a campus, this is something that can be particularly sensitive to you. I mean, you know, as staff, good grief, we had to deal with that. But I can't imagine, as a person who shows up every week, if we're doing a good job leading, I think that we can lead through that.
Yeah.
But apparently, you know, it's she feels that way, or she wouldn't have asked the question.
Yeah. Well, I mean, here's the thing. I like how you put it on the idea of, okay, what would it look like for the person who's attending the campus? Right. So when you think about it that way, I know if you compare a smaller campus to the mothership main campus in many multi-site churches, the smaller campus isn't going to have as many events as the larger campus.
Or bells and whistles.
Or the smaller campus, if they're meeting in a portable location and you have your woman's breakfast or some sort of event, many times it may even happen at the main campus.
Yeah.
Right. So, I mean, there is this idea of if you're on staff as a campus pastor or as a pastor in a multi-site church, you do need to consider, okay, how are our congregants perceiving our programming, perceiving our language? Because that's another big thing too, right?
Words build worlds, bro.
Yeah, are you referring to the big campus as the big campus or as the mothership? Because that's culture.
That's a big thing too. And some churches will say the central campus.
Yeah.
That means that everything happens there. They're the hub of the wheel. And they may be, and there may be a lot of ministry that comes out of it, you know. Your campus may not have the ability to have a financial ministry or a career, you know, development group or something like that, that a main campus may have enough staff to cover.
Yeah.
Or enough volunteers even to cover. But, you know, at the same time, I think the visual that I think of when I see banished to the kids' table, it's the adults are in the other room.
Yeah.
They're sitting in high old wooden chairs. Behind them are walls of many leather bound books. Just kidding. But behind, you know, they're in a formal setting. And then we're over here sitting at a card table, some kind of folding table in folding chairs that are, you know, loud and obnoxious and whatever.
Yeah.
And that's the picture I think some people get.
Yeah.
One of the things that I want to say here is that when we did campuses to reach new people.
Yeah.
We were unabashed about say, don't go unless you're going to lead or serve because we need your seat.
Yeah. Yeah.
We need your seat.
And we would actually send our best people to the campus.
Absolutely.
Our best leaders.
We got more and more sophisticated over time where we would use a combination of batch geo and like Google Maps. This is back in the day before you had more modern tools, but that still works if you look it up. Batch Geo, you can take and dump in addresses, and it's going to populate those on a Google Map for you.
Yeah.
Different pins for different families or different pins for leaders versus volunteers versus, you know, those kinds of things. Because you can also kill a campus if you plant one next to another. So you have to be really careful about cannibalization.
Yeah, you're right.
But moving back to the original question, sorry guys, I run a lot of rabbits. hopefully they're helpful rabbits, but
well, you know what? It's all on topic.
So it is kind of, but you know, I think the more, the big way that you can do that is leading as a campus pastor, leading people through that process.
Yeah.
And that means, you know, making sure that they understand what is going on, not just at the main campus, but with the other campuses. Mm-hmm. I can remember one of the key things that we started doing was, you know, looking at our values and then getting stories from all the campuses. And yeah, each week we would show a different story from a different campus.
That's good.
But it went out to every single campus. Yeah. You didn't have a choice whether or not you showed the video from mm-hmm. this other campus.
Yeah.
And what that did was it made sure that it helped celebrate the things that we wanted to embed in our culture,
yeah,
and it helped keep our culture together.
Yeah.
There's going to be nuances of DNA that happen at a campus, and that's fine. That's great. Mm-hmm. It's not going to reach its community unless it reflects its community. So that's important. But long story short, moving back into that, you know, one of the key things that we did was helping the other campuses see what other campuses were doing. It kept the DNA close together, and it helped. It just helped with everybody's attitude and understanding.
Yeah.
It wasn't that one was more than important than the other. Mm-hmm. Here we go again with our language.
Yeah.
But the central or the main or the mothership, whatever mm-hmm. you want to talk, whatever analogy you want to say. A lot of times, if they have the most resources and they're providing resources for other campuses, you're going to have enough coming from that
yeah.
location anyway. They don't need, you know, more. They don't need to be highlighted anymore. I think it's really important to look at the other campuses and make sure that everybody understands we're all in this together. We're all a family.
Yeah. And I mean, here's the thing about that, you know, whether you're live preaching or video, right? Let's say on the one end, you're a video campus. You know, you're a video campus. You're getting a video from the main teaching pastor, the lead pastor every week. Make sure if you're that lead pastor, or if you're not, encourage the lead pastor to include stories in their sermons from the other campuses. The way that even the lead pastor will look at the video camera and talk. You know, it's funny, as I was preaching, as I was on the preaching team at my previous church, I would oftentimes say we, because I wanted it to be inclusive, and I would look at the video camera that was going to the other campus, and I was like, hey, we, and I would really make an effort to do that. I was thinking that I was trying to imply, hey, it's campus here, wherever you are, we are together as one family. But what I actually realized was that campus thought that I was just referring to the place that the video was being filmed. So from that point on, I actually said, hey, we at our West Campus and at White Mud Creek, and I would actually name out yeah. and verbally recognize each of the campuses and celebrate stories naming each of the campuses out during the message. And I found that that helped the unity of the church even more.
Oh, absolutely. Because as somebody is sitting there, if they had a little attention dial going over their head, or, you know, emotive dial going yeah. over their head, it would definitely ping anytime you said their campus.
Yeah, you're right.
You're saying, it's like you're saying my name.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like you're watching TV and you're like, oh, they just mentioned me.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think the other thing that's really important to consider as well is, for us, we had campuses that didn't meet at the same time. So
yeah.
a lot of the campuses were live. But a lot weren't. And mm-hmm. so it's like, oh, well, it's morning when you're
oh, yeah.
speaking.
Oh, completely.
But
yeah.
it's evening over here, and it's Sunday here, but it's actually Monday when yeah. these people see it.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of that goes on as well.
Yeah. Cause we recorded Saturday night and we did video to the campus, to other campuses. And it was, you know, we would have to kick tonight out of our language.
It was crazy, but that's one of the big things.
Yeah.
Language is one of the big things. We keep coming back to it, that keep people feeling like they haven't been banished to the kids' card table.
Yeah. And I mean, the other point was, I mean, that was our video example, video teaching example. If you are a multi-site church where every campus has their own live preaching, what you have to do as that campus pastor or teaching pastor who's preaching, you, even if you're at the quote unquote smaller campus, you need to share stories from the other campuses as well. If you're at the main campus, you know, quote unquote main campus, you need to share verbally stories from other campuses so that the whole church understands, hey, yes, we are this one campus. We may have less resources than the other campuses, but we still are one family, right? We still are here on the level footing. All right. Well, any last points, Todd?
I think, you know, going back to the whole family issue, I do think it's important to consider big tent pole events that just brings everybody together under one banner, that brings everybody together on one thing. So, you know, you may, it's not necessarily going back to one location. It's better if the main thing happens, you know, outside of any one campus.
That's good.
But that everybody gathers together to serve, or everybody gathers together for community, or everybody all campuses.
Yeah.
One place, one location, you know, and just celebrates together.
It's a unique location.
It's so vital. Yeah. It's so vital. And it's easy. And, you know, from a stewardship perspective, you may go, well, we could, you know, if we're doing this on a Saturday night, not everybody's going to come. And, you know, we could hold everybody here in, you know, this one location, one of the church locations. I would say, no, man, you got to go to a neutral place so that everybody comes in on the same footing and everybody feels like they're part of the family.
That's good. That's good. Well, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you have a question about church planning, multi-site, or multiplication, just go to newchurches.com. And on the sidebar, there's a button that says send voicemail. And in about 45 seconds, introduce yourself and ask your question. We'll be answering one question per show, so get your questions in. Also, thank you again for all those who've left rating and reviews on our podcast. You are helping a ton for helping others discover the podcast and benefit from it as much as we hope you are. And last episode, we gave away a New Church's Bluetooth speaker, and next week we'll give something else away. Sorry, Todd, it seems like all our giveaways are happening with Ed.
This is not right.
We'll make sure to give something away, unless you wanted to give something to Courtney today. Is there a book maybe you wanted to offer her?
Yeah, we can come up with something. I'm trying to think what would be the best thing. If I'm looking at, honestly, one of the key books, I think, is Politics, Silos, and Turf Wars.
So all right, Courtney. Maybe that's it. So DM us or email me at daniel@newchurches.com with your mailing address, and we'll send you a copy of Patrick Lencioni's Silos, Politics, and Turf Wars.
Something like that.
All right. Thanks, guys.